Blog Talk Radio.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus. Every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, yeah, now me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Respect and due. Father, have your way. Never stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain. Enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the lion and the lamb.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day
tricking people. He acting like he winning, he weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's warrior. Spiritual warfare for sure. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me, we fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day
got all power and all authority. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus. He's still saying, look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best. He sent his son here blessed. No need to stress. I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He missing the tooth. The truth.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We're here now.
in now, we in now, we in now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Yeah. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor and none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor. Loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion. Forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Has this generation raised the hell and said it would? So much that we witness heaven and cannot tell us good. Dug a hole for the weak, reverence that fell into it. Questions we avoid, but he's second to bring us closer to it. Cause if we recognize, then we have to acknowledge. And if we testify, we gon' have to do it honest. The commission is greater than us. And this religious system that's been enabling us to stay quiet, reserved, undisturbed, stalled. Got our cars on pause by the curb. Feeling like my life, still belong to myself. I know how I feel, but can't deny how I felt. In my chest echo the Lord's drum, the same war drum that soldiers go to war from. Some of us might hit that front line 100 times. Look a dead man in his eyes and yell, come alive. Come alive, rise from night to day. Abandon your chains, snatch your wings, you fly away. It's good news, it's gorgeous and fruitful. The death of the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion to Zion, but I approve. Restricting them to a cross was ordered in them being loosed. In the spirit been imparted to the truth. None of us ain't getting it, just a talking in the booth. Living people should know me in the spirit in cahoots. How you know a tree, you can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty. Cause if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord wanna move.
Find it, and you'll come alive to this marvelous knowing all them seeds we viewed. But maybe for me, he sovereignly figured it was probably bigger than swallowing liquor and hollowing them strawberry swishes and getting lifted. I hope you know, I know what it's like to be drug addicted, my dude. My father spoke the gospel to us in the same room, and truth be told, he was even closer to you. And distance, geographically dead and printed like graphic tees, the truth, the fiery dark proof sees, the light of a dark room, please eat. Because, and I know you stated your claim, fam, and I'm not judging, it's loving. I hope that you be a changed man. Same clan, same youth camp, same pearls like the same two clams, same two girls with the same two plans. When them cussos came through too glam, maybe you just gotta get tired of being sick and tired of. Maybe you gotta hear that he died for you one more time to come alive.
Yeah, and you'll come alive.
Thank you. was a time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual minded.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. It's cracking. Hey, and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. What's happening? What's happening in? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Today, this episode is the continuation of Romans chapter 8. So if you missed the first part, go back to it when you get a chance. Okay, take out some time, get into it. Romans chapter 8, part 1. This is Romans chapter 8, part 2. The law versus grace and truth. The law that was given through Moses by God, though, versus grace and truth through the same God, right? Yeah, the grace and truth of God. The same one who wrote the law and gave it through Moses. He brought his grace and his truth through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Romans 8, this is part 2. All right? So, okay, the law versus grace and truth, did you know it was something that the law could not do? It was something that the law could not do. Yeah, no opinion, no misunderstanding, no philosophy, religion, lie, nor unbelief, yeah, non-belief, or whatever else can free you from your sins and the penalties. Only Jesus does that. You know, no philosophy, no religion, no lies, no misunderstanding, none of that. Only Jesus. Somebody say, only Jesus. Only Jesus. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus makes you right with God. That's why this ain't no religion. Because religion don't make you right with God. But Jesus makes you right with God. Your own works don't make you right with God. Your own thoughts don't make you right with God. Only Jesus does that. Yeah, Holy Ghost ready to preach already. Go ahead. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come together and hear from you. Make us also doers of your word, Father. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come on earth, Father, as it is in heaven. Yeah, manifest yourself. Let your will be done in our lives as well, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness. We receive it all right now. Yeah, we repent. We come short. We admit it. We come short. We fall short. We all have sinned and fall short of your glory. But thank you for your grace, your truth that comes through Jesus Christ. Thank you for not condemning us because we are in Christ Jesus. So, yes, just have your way. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned into it to hear from you. Thank you for your scriptures. And thank you for letting us understand your scriptures. By your spirit of truth, continue to bless us, continue to grow, continue to get the glory. Yeah, grow. Let us grow in you. You continue to get the glory, for our Father, from our lives. All of it. Yeah, let us praise you and worship you. In the name of Jesus, I pray all of this. Amen. Yeah, yo. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. If you like the video footage and everything like that, man, YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, subscribe to that channel, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, on YouTube. You want the video footage. You know what I'm talking about? What else we got here? All right, on Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook. Instagram, at Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. Yep, we do what we do for the Lord. Yeah, I say we because, like Jesus, I'm not by myself. My Father is with me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel like preaching. Yes, sir. All right. So, yeah, man, we are a worldwide broadcast. Interact with us. You know what I'm talking about? Over here, we get prayer. We pray. We did that. You can get yourself prayed for, too. You know what I mean? So we pray. We pray over here. You get prayer. We worship. We praise. You get them scriptures, most definitely. All right? Yeah, them scriptures. Faith comes by hearing. Yeah, faith in God comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word. So faith in God comes by hearing his word. Yeah, ain't nothing else like his word. There's plenty of books that's going to be open, but it's only one book that matters. The book of life. Are you in it? Uh-huh. Yeah, you get your problems solved by doing. Get your problems solved by doing what the word says. Faith with works. This is faith and action. This is not dead faith over here. Now, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Not no dead faith. This is faith and action. Or faith with works on display. All right? We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that hip-hop and Jesus Bible study. Yes, sir. We also go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, Saturdays. We do just random topics from the all-knowing one. All right? The all-knowing one. He got it all. For sure. So appreciate everybody tuning in. For sure. Today's topic, Romans 8, Part 2, The Law versus Grace and Truth. We're going to get into it. But right now, let's get into this worship and praise. Yeah, of God, Abba Father, worship and praise God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. We do it during the week. When we come together, we tune in, we do it together right here. Make his praise more glorious. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let's get it. We worshiping God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. God, you are always good, and we love you. Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Lord, you said the only way the world is going to know us is by the love that we have one for another. But that's so hard, Lord, when there's so much prejudice in the church. So we're crying out to you, break down the walls. Jesus, break down the walls.
Don't forgive us for being prejudiced. I know I said that in the present tense, cause at times I know we use the wrong measurement, especially as Americans. For some reason I think I'm better than you cause of my heritage, but that's a few due to arrogance. We're choosing our membership based on the hue and the reference skin. So from the pews to the president, we struggle to love each other like the Jews and Samaritans. Can you hear the record spin all around the world? It's been the same song ever since. Genesis, at the Tower of Babel, when God came down hard with the gavel and the gavel, and all the nations of the earth were divided and scattered across the globe. Oh no, now we're locked in a pattern of these socio-cultural and these racial wars. So you know the culture is calling on you to break the wall.
Please, break down the wall.
Break down the walls, Lord.
brother who can do you no wrong?
That's me.
That brother who be sticking it out?
That's me.
And when the Chris and the cash run out,
no doubt.
Baptizing the street scriptures, y'all can get with this. Calming nerves, make believers out of atheists. We break bread and we thankful when we still ain't got it. When we share unconditional love, you know about it.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about? God making it all right. Making everything all, making it all right. Yeah, get it? All right with the one L and then all right with the two L's. Everything. You make everything right. You make it all right. You make everything right, too. You make it all A-L-L right. That's what I'm talking about. That was old Charles Jenkins there, boy. I tell you what I'm talking about. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. Today's topic, Romans 8. Romans chapter number 8. Know what I'm talking about? The law. Yeah, this part 2. Romans chapter 8, part 2. The law versus grace and truth. The law versus grace and truth. All right? Remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. You can speak. Press 1 when we are recording live. This number only works when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Okay? The call-in number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You listen, right? That way, I suggest you listen, you know, through the internet or some kind of Wi-Fi. Yeah, you could take us with you. Yeah, you and your earbuds. Mm-hmm. I know how y'all do it these days. Take us with you, man, on Saturdays, especially. Yeah, on Tuesdays, too. But any day, take us with you. You can pull up the old broadcast and listen, too. We are a radio broadcast, okay? We ain't just a radio, but we got video and everything. So we a broadcast, a worldwide broadcast. You can take us with you, all right? But you can press 1 if you want to speak to us. If you want to speak to me, yeah. You got to say something live. We ain't just speaking to me because I ain't the only one listening or talking. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I ain't the only one listening, but you will be speaking to us. But you press 1 if you got something to say. Okay? 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. Press 1 if you got something to say. Or you can make an account through Blog Talk. Come to the chat room and chat live with us that way. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Subscribe to that channel, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Instagram, at Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. Facebook, Joshua, His Messenger Grant on Facebook. 3 words. His Messenger, 1 word. You know what I'm talking about? That's my middle name. Joshua, His Messenger Grant. Yeah. Y'all know nothing about it. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Give. Let's go to the giving and give you an opportunity to give. In no way, shape, form, or fashion are we here to take your money. This is just an opportunity for you to give. Okay? You can give over here on this broadcast. We are givers over here, too. I'm a cheerful giver myself. God loves cheerful givers. You see what I'm saying? That's my scripture that I use on giving. Yeah, you want me to read it? It says, every man, every human, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. As he purposes in his heart, so let him give. So every time that you hear give over here when Hip Hop Meets the Christ, God sees how it makes your heart react, okay? All right, then. Every man, according as he purposes in your heart. Keep it real with God. That's all. However you feel in your heart, that's what. But you can change your heart, though. Oh, yeah. Teach, Holy Ghost. He really was. So let him give, not grudgingly, though. Don't give grudgingly or of necessity, because you need God to bless you with enough money to pay your rent, so you're going to get it off or not. Don't give of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. All right? So if you hear on this broadcast, I ain't talking about nobody else, but on this broadcast, if you hear us talking about giving, when, you know, you hear us talking about giving over here, and your heart gets hard, in some kind of way, you need to work on getting a cheerful heart. Mm-hmm. God loves a cheerful giver. This is one place over here, especially if you've been rocking with us when hip-hop meets the Christ, you know you can give over here, and you're going to get blessed. Let me help you out some more, because God told me this. He said this to Abraham, and he told me this, too, because I took it. Yeah, because I ain't Abraham, I'm Joshua, but I read it. But God said, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. You have been a blessing by giving your time and attention. You see what I'm saying? Continue to do that. But if you have money, if you haven't been given, if you want to give somewhere, been looking for somewhere to give, okay, give over here. You see what I'm saying? But, I mean, you can at least, okay, you can give money, right? You can, like I said, your time and attention, appreciate that. Keep giving that. It don't cost you nothing to follow Jesus Christ. It don't cost you nothing. The gospel is free. You see what I'm saying? We talking about giving, though. Okay, if you want to give the money, can I get the email address? You want to give your email address? Because I'm going to give you something. See, that's the thing. When God asks us. When God asks us for something. Ah, that was funny. When God asks us for something, it's so that he can give us something greater, better. I know you done heard it before, but it's for us. Number one, you got to acknowledge God in all your ways. All right, number two, we hold money so tight, especially these days when everybody asking. But it got to be somewhere that you can give and get back. This is the kingdom over here, okay? This is the kingdom. Not here to abuse you or anything. That's why you can still listen, whether you give, you know what I'm saying, money or your time and attention. But I'm just talking about if you want to give some money, if you got some, you know what I'm talking about? You want to give an offer, you want to give a tithe, we over here. We got a place for you to do that. Okay? Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. Now, I don't depend on your money because y'all won't be giving nothing. So I don't depend on your money. I'm just being obedient to God and delivering the message. Okay? Like I said, this is a giving opportunity for you, whosoever will. And it's a free will offering. Again, it's a free will offering. Mm-hmm. Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. If you feel like, well, he ain't finna give no money, he just gonna do, okay, keep that, because that's your heart, right? But you gotta remember, God loves a cheerful giver, and you need to get that cheerful giving heart. Because I don't depend on you for your money. I live by faith. And my God, my Father, my Lord and Savior and Shepherd, supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory. You know what I'm talking about? So we got a good newsletter that we want to get that to you. You know what I'm saying? That's free. All you got to do is invest your email address. You get the good newsletter. I mean, if you're rocking with this broadcast and we don't have your email address, then come on, man. What's up with that? Come on, man. You're rocking with us. What you think the good newsletter going to be about, man? Come on, man. We got this. And you can, you know, spread that around. Digital copy. We make it colorful and everything. Colorful. It'd be full of the spirit. Anointing, everything. So that's the good newsletter. All right. We also got the audio book of Look to Me, 31 plus chapter. I think it's 32 chapters, a bonus chapter on that. Or either 31 is a bonus chapter. But anyway, it's 30 plus chapter. I'm saying like that. Audio book of Look to Me, though. Okay. Also, the album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, that's available to you as well. So hit me up on the email, man. Let me know what's happening, what you need, what you want. You know what I'm talking about? When hiphop meets the Christ at gmail.com for sure. Appreciate you. Let's move on. This is the God versus the issues of life. And I'm finna skip my theme music and everything else too. I am skipping that whole part. Knock them down. Joshua's wall. God versus any issue, any problem or concern of humans. Gonna bring you out victorious. But I'm about to skip that because I'm ready to get into these scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, itching ears. You just gonna get burnt up if you stay in here with your itching ears. You know what I'm saying? I usually give you an opportunity to leave or repent. Right now, you get the chance to repent because you ain't going to get no chance to leave. Itching ears. Yeah, and thin skin. Easily offended folks. All right. I'm finna get into the scriptures. I don't know about you. I'm ready to get to these scriptures. So this Romans chapter 8. Let's get into the scriptures, y'all. Yeah. Let's get it. Romans chapter 8, part 2. But like we did with part 1. we didn't start in Romans chapter 8. Okay? But we will get into Romans chapter 8 in this broadcast. It looked like it's going to be, it may not be. Okay. Yeah, I think we're just going to finish it with this. But God got something else coming up. Because I was trying to tie something else into this, but we'll just make a whole broadcast out of that. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. So let's go with the first scripture for today. Romans chapter 8, part 2. The first scripture we're starting off with will be John chapter 1 and verse 17. We're going to start off just like last time in John, but highlighting these verses right here. So go to John chapter 1 and verse 17, and we will start like that, like that, like that, like this. You know what I'm talking about? John chapter 1, verse 17. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Just somebody who's cuckoo for Christ still in 2021. Hey, and if you're worrying about a coronavirus, you worrying about a vaccine and all this, don't know what to do, let me put Jesus in the situation, because people be forgetting about him, but we ain't. Everybody not. So Psalms chapter 91 is still relevant. That's the psalm that God put us up on when 2020 kicked in and they shut all this stuff down and the coronavirus still, you know, it kicked in. God put us on Psalms 91 to help us live above, to let us live above the coronavirus and above these folks that with these vaccines and, you know, trying to make you feel bad. You know, it's a division becoming. It's becoming a division, a divide in here. So you know that's not love. See, God is love, and God the one said, let brotherly love continue. And if they were using their platforms to pronounce or to promote love, it'd be much different. But they're using it to promote vaccines, which is promoting hate, you see what I'm saying, and promoting distance. You see what I'm saying? That's, come on, man, how are we going to be close if we got to stay away? You know what I'm talking about? Because they're not talking about, you know, the love of God and obeying God and giving your life to God. And, you know what I'm saying? Like it's okay. Like you got a choice with it. Okay, life and death. That's the choices. Life or death. Then God said, choose life. I laid before you life and death. Then God tells us to choose life, but choosing death over life. But let's go into these scriptures, man. John chapter number 1, they think they're living, but they're only adjusting to living is vanity. They're not adjusting to live in eternity. Oh, preach, Holy Ghost. Yeah, they're only adjusting to live in this vain world that we see, this physical world. They're adjusting and doing whatever to do that, to live in this vain world, but to live in this vanity, but they're not doing anything to live or get themselves ready to live in eternity. Think about that. Mm-hmm. John chapter 1. Yeah, the law versus grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 17. Finally, it says, for the law was given by Moses. That's all the Old Testament. Well, really, not all the Old Testament, because it's prophets over there too. But the law, the commandments, it's more than 10. Look in Leviticus. You'll see how many commandments it is, for real. But it's more than 10, man. For the law was given by Moses. The law was given by Moses, God. But God is the one that gave Moses the law. So God is the one who came up with the law. He gave Moses the law because Moses believed in him. So God is the same one that can nullify the law and bring something that overrides the law into the situation. That's why he said that it's something, he left the law with something that it could not do. All right, John chapter 1, verse 17, for the law was given by Moses. All the commandments and stuff was given by Moses, but God, the one, gave them to Moses now, for Moses to give to us, to the people. All right, but grace and truth, look at this. Grace and truth, that came by God, the same one who gave the law. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. God did that through Jesus the Christ, brought grace and truth to the scene. Now, grace and truth is greater than the law. And I got to keep repeating this until we get it. Grace and truth is greater than the law. Okay? It was something that the law couldn't do. We're going to get into them scriptures in a minute, too. It's in Romans chapter 8, in the beginning verses of that. where it says that it's something that the law couldn't do. All right, for the law was given by Moses, which grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, which grace and truth is greater than the law, and Jesus is greater than Moses. Yeah, Jesus Christ is greater than Moses. Jesus Christ is greater than Abraham. Jesus Christ is greater than America. Jesus Christ is greater than black folks. Jesus Christ is greater than white folks. Jesus Christ is greater than y'all Asians over there. Jesus Christ is greater than the amigos. Yeah, the Hispanics. Jesus Christ is greater than you name it. Yeah, because Jesus Christ is the Lord. I had to say that because it ain't about your skin color, and your skin color don't justify you. Uh-oh. It sure does not justify you. Only Jesus does that. Go over a couple of chapters to John chapter 6. All right, John chapter 6, starting at verse 32. That's over a few chapters. John chapter 6, starting at verse 32. We're going to read down to 35 and then skip a little bit. All right, John chapter 6, verse 32 says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, or truthfully, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Remember when they was in the wilderness and they ate, it says men ate angels' food, the manna. That's what they end up calling it. God provided manna for them. You see what I'm saying? Now, Jesus is letting them know that Moses, even though y'all ate manna, but God give you the true bread from heaven. So then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Verse 33, John chapter 6 says, for the bread of God, yeah, eat this, the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven. Yeah, that's the bread of God. He which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. He comes down from heaven and gives life unto the whole world. That's why Jesus is greater than the coronavirus. Because the coronavirus is trying to take the whole world out, right, with death and sickness and all that. But Jesus came to give life unto the whole world, and God's spirit is still here. Yeah, the Holy Spirit that exalts Jesus, the spirit of truth, is still here. So no matter what the devil say, or do, he can't do it to the full until God take his spirit off the earth. Preach. Yeah, when God take his spirit off of the earth. Yeah, those who believe in him, we going, because we got his spirit activated in us. We're acknowledging him. When you take his spirit off the earth, okay, then the devil going to have a little time on this earth. Yeah, to rule and reign without God on this earth. Yeah, because his spirit going to be gone. And I hope you gone too. Yeah, for believing in God. Yeah, believing in Jesus, following Christ. Be a hearer and a doer, all right? Verse 34 says, then they said unto him, Lord, give us this bread evermore. Yeah, always give us this bread. Evermore give us this bread. Yeah, give us this bread always. In other words, he created a hunger in them. Start talking about bread. Uh-oh. Getting about lunchtime right now. It's 12, going on 12 o'clock. Getting about lunchtime. But we talking about being hungry for the truth. Being hungry for the things of God. Yeah, being hungry for the truth. That's Jesus. Being hungry for the bread of life. You will eat this bread and won't ever get hungry again. You'll drink this living water and won't be thirsty no more. God will satisfy you. You won't need no other book. I promise you. No other opinion. Yeah, eat this. It's more than enough. All right? So, verse 35 says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. What? I am the bread of life. He that comes to me, see this? See? Before he say eat and drink the blood and all this, eat my body, he's saying this. He's making it plain to him. Right here. I am the bread of life. He that comes to me, come to him. He that comes, or she that comes, whoever comes to me shall never hunger, whoever it is. And he that believes on me shall never thirst. Look at him. You come to him, you're never going to be hungry. Come to him, you're never going to thirst. And he ain't talking about physical, even though he'll take care of that too. But he's talking about your soul being satisfied to the full. Your soul don't desire nothing else but the truth. Yeah, you're thirsting and you're hungering for the truth. He's the only one that's going to do it, Jesus. The only one. Go to verse 47, John chapter 6. Verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. Look at that. Before he took it and got too deep, he that believes on me, all you got to do is believe. No, it'll change your attitude and your behavior. He that believes, if you believe everything in this Bible, if you believe that everything in this Bible is true, you know God ain't nothing to play with. You know God is always watching. You know God, or you'll find out that He understands your thoughts before they come to your head. So he's always watching, and he understands you more than you understand and know yourself. He know you more. All right? So verse 47, John chapter 6 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he or she, yeah, whoever, that believes on me has everlasting life. If you're going to believe on him, you got everlasting life. That don't mean you can go live how you want to. Because like I said, when you believe on him for real, you're not going to go live how you want to. When you believe on him, you're going to be working on living how he wants you to. Mm-hmm. And then it's still not up to you. You're going to find that out too. It's not up to him who wills or to him who runs, but it's up to God. It's up to God who shows mercy. Because he told Moses, I'll have mercy on who I have mercy on, and I'll curse who I want to curse. I'll bless who I want to bless. Like, boy, yeah, I'll be like, you got that, God. You got it. He's greater than man. Man tripping. Think they greater than God. But we over here, we know God is greater than us. We're going to continue to follow Jesus Christ. Get our faith from the word of God. John chapter 6, verse 48 says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Then look at verse 49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. They ate the manna from heaven. You see what I'm saying? And they dead, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the bread of life. Compared to anything, I mean, anything compared to Jesus is dead. He's the bread of life. Matter of fact, he is the life, right? So anything compared to Jesus is dead, right? Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead because they were trying to justify themselves by what their ancestors ate in the manna, and Moses fed them with the angels' food and all this, right? So Jesus is greater than the manna. Jesus is greater than the miracle. Jesus is greater than Moses, right? Verse 50 says, this is the bread which comes down from heaven. Look at that. Moses was a regular man like us. Jesus was born from a virgin. That take him outside of everybody. He born from a virgin, cuz. And then he died and resurrected. Okay, he different from everybody. So this is the bread which comes down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. If you eat this, if you die from this world believing in Jesus, you ain't going to die. Uh-oh, think about it. Before we break it down for us, if you die, if you believe in Jesus, right? What did he say? This is the bread which comes down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. So even if you die and you believe in Jesus, you're not going to die. Got it? Because Jesus swallowed death up in victory. Come on. Right? Jesus is the resurrection. That's where your soul is anchored in. That's, yeah, your spirit. You're following him. You're obeying. You hear the spirit of truth talking to you. Mm-hmm. That's what you want, the spirit of truth. Opinion. You want the spirit of truth leading you and guiding you. For those that are led by the spirit of God, which is the spirit of truth, we are the sons of God. So this is the bread which comes down from heaven. Jesus came down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. Verse 51 says, I am the living bread which comes down, or which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. See what Jesus was doing on the cross? See why he died for you? So that you can live forever with God? Boy, that's a good, boy, that almost made me jump somewhere. Jump out my seat. Yes, sir. He died on the cross so that you can live with God forever. Ooh, yeah. Almost made me jump again. One more time. Say it again. Read it again. Yes, sir. I like that. So Jesus died on the cross for us to live with God forever. Verse 51, John chapter 6. Yeah, you ain't getting this from no religion, I'm telling you. You ain't getting this from your works either. I am the living bread. That's Jesus. Mm-hmm. You're only getting this from Jesus. I am the living bread. You done got stuck on a good verse. Which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, yes, sir, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. If you eat of this bread, you shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Now, it got twisted right there, because I'm all like, that's when Jesus separated the sheep from the goat right there. He separated the believers from the unbelievers, because now he's talking about all this bread and stuff, and now he's talking about his flesh and his body, right? They start tripping. They thought he was talking about cannibalism. That's how demonic their minds was. But those that heard him and hear the spirit of truth and believe him, they knew what he was talking about. He opened it up for us. So the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I'm going to die for the world. All you got to do is believe. Remember, that's what he said. That's what this is about, believing in him. All right? So he started talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. They were like, what the hell is he talking about? He tripping. But he was talking about believing before we even got into all that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. This is spiritual. All right? And spirit, it does it in both realms. But it's going to take care of the spirit. For sure. All right. John chapter 6. Go to verse 63. It says, it is the spirit that quickens, or it is the spirit that gives life. That's what, this is the verse that inspired the song by Oasis, by your boy here. The spirit gives life. This is the verse that inspired it. It is the spirit that quickens, or it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. You know why? Because all is vanity. So why in the world are we putting all this time and effort and energy into the flesh? It profits nothing. But look how much time and energy that it put into the flesh. That we put into the flesh. You can tell people don't believe the word. You see what I'm saying? As a whole. Only some of us, right? It is the spirit that quickens, or the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. People neglecting their spirit, which is the real them, and they're going and doing the flesh thing, whatever the flesh wants, which is not the real them. The flesh profits nothing. The spirit gives life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So he ain't changing them when he was talking about drinking his blood and eating his flesh. He ain't changing it up, but he letting us know the words that I'm speaking to you, they spirit and they are life. So I ain't got to change nothing. I'm the one that made you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God made us all through Jesus the Christ. Without Jesus, he didn't make none of us. You see what I'm saying? But it's good already. We're in John chapter number 6. Go to verse number 68. Verse 68 says, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So why would I leave Jesus alone and Jesus has the words of eternal life? And I can't get the words of eternal life from nobody else or nothing else but Jesus. See, Jesus is God's word. God's word is Jesus. This word became flesh. This book that we believe in is not just a book. It's not just 66 books. It's not. This is the word of God, and that's how you have to take it in order for this to work. It got to be the word of God, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Yeah, the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's how you be successful living your life before God. It ain't up to God to make our life successful in the way that we think. You preaching, Holy Ghost. Preach that truth. Yes, sir. So, Simon's saying, Lord, where are we going to go? Because a lot of people left Jesus after, a lot of the disciples had left Jesus after he got finished talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. Because they were carnal-headed. And a carnal mind ain't going to understand nothing about the kingdom. So that's why God worked on getting you the mind of Christ. Yeah, living by faith and not by sight. You see what I'm saying? They're living by sight and not by faith, so that's why it doesn't work for them. Now, Peter said, where are we going to go, man? Because Jesus asked them, y'all going to leave me too? Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Where are we going to go, man? You have the words of eternal life. Why would I leave you when you have the words of eternal life? And I know good and well I can't find the words of eternal life nowhere else in this world. Why would we leave you? Is your soul anchored in the truth? Yeah, the truth of God, which is the truth. Come on, man, Jesus. We in John chapter 6, verse 69 says, and we believe and are sure. Okay? We believe, and not only do we believe, we are sure. Ain't no doubt about it. That you are that Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on, man. This is the Christ, the Son of the living God, greater than anybody else in the Bible. You name them. I'm talking about every prophet, every, you know, child of God, son of God, everybody who had a belief in God, the man after God's own heart, everything. Strongest man in the world, Jesus greater than all of them. The man that God talked to face, that's Moses. Jesus greater than everybody. Abraham, the father of all faith, they believe more in Abraham than they believe in Jesus, but Jesus is greater than Abraham. Preach, Holy Ghost. Where we going to go? You got the words of eternal life. We can't get that nowhere else. And we believe. Not only do we believe, it's a step past belief. We are sure. That means ain't nothing can shake us. We sure that you are the Christ. You are that Christ, the Son of the living God. Yeah, he ain't no dead God. He's the living God. And he ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm talking about? All right, let's go over here to... let's get John chapter 3, verse 17. Let's see that. John chapter 3, verse 17. Then we're about to go to Romans chapter 1. So John chapter 3, verse 17 says, for God sent not his son, or did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Remember, he given words of life. If we'll speak to him, if we'll believe his words, we'll get life. We'll get it. Eternal life too. All right? God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. He ain't come to mess your life up, but that the world through him might be saved. Come to save you, even from your own sins and flaws and messed up thinking. Because you forgot that all is vanity, so you trying to just live your little life how you want to live your little life, right? Okay. All right. All right. Romans chapter 1. Let's get it. Verse 16. Let's go. Romans chapter 1. We're getting closer to Romans chapter 8. We're getting there. So we're in Romans chapter 1. And we start with verse number 16. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis, a follower of Jesus Christ. Love God. Excuse me. The word says love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Now, do that. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 1, verse number 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. All that life that he was just talking about, that's salvation. All them blessings that's coming from God, okay. All that joy and that peace and that love, okay. All right. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It ain't gonna work for you if you don't believe. And then you gotta believe with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. All right? To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You ain't leaving nobody out. The Jew, the chosen one, the Greek, the called ones. Mm-hmm. God loved the world. He gave his life, gave his son, only begotten son's life for all of us, the Jew and the Greek. The Jew first and also the Greek. Verse 17 says, for therein, or in there, is the righteousness of God. In where? In the gospel of Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. It's revealed too. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The righteousness of God. Not no religion. The righteousness of God, being right with God, and him, his righteousness in you making you holy. His righteousness in you making you holy, not nothing you doing. For therein, or in there, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Use your faith. The righteousness of God will be revealed unto you and through you, right? If you get it all from the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. So the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That part, what you living by? Are you living by what you see on TV and the news and what you hear on the radio and through other folks? Are you living by that? Or are you living by faith? We are put here by God to live by faith in God. Okay? Now, I don't care. He ain't stuck by what the world doing and as a whole and all that. What are you doing with him? With your individual selves? What are you doing? You trying to find out what that truth about so you can submit to it? You better go on. Come on over here now. The just shall live by faith. This spiritual. Verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Now, the wrath of God, that's revealed from heaven through the coronavirus. That's part of it. Then there's something else called monkeypox done popped out. Then there's another bug, a virus done popped out of nowhere. And then this one is, this mug here, it say it ain't even, like it's immune to the medicines that they trying on it or whatever. Like, wee. Why? Because when you're dealing with the wrath of God, I don't care what kind of medicine they prescribe to you, it ain't going to work on his wrath. The only thing that's going to work on God's wrath is his love, and when you accept his love, and that's Jesus the Christ, you'll turn God's wrath away from you. But if you're rejecting Jesus, verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. If you reject Jesus, that's ungodliness. Because God does not reject Jesus. That's ungodliness if you reject Jesus, because think about it and recognize God does not. Yeah, God doesn't reject Jesus. Man does. But man is not greater than God. God is greater than man. Boy, this is good. Boy, I'm enjoying it myself. Are you enjoying this? Well, all right. High five in the spirit. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Everything not like God, that's ungodliness and unrighteousness. That's thing that's not right. So the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Guess what it's against? It's against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of humans. The wrath of God, yeah, the unrighteousness and the ungodliness of humans reveals the wrath of God, brings the wrath of God to the earth. I didn't make this up. I'm just reading this. In 2021, with the unction and understanding of the Holy Spirit, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth or suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Holding back the truth and unrighteousness. You'd rather hear the lies and stuff. You don't want nobody to tell you the truth, huh? Look at the next verse. We're in Romans chapter 1. Verse 19 says, because that which may be known of God, that which may be known of God is manifest in them. It's already in you. For God has showed it unto them. Unto who? Man. The verse on top of that one, who he was talking to, man. Who we talking to right here? Man. Humans. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Who we talking about? Humans. For God has showed it unto them. Verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, are clearly seen. You can see the invisible things of God. They're clearly seen being understood. You got to get the mind of Christ, become spiritual minded, not carnal minded, flesh minded, your own understanding minded, your own five senses, and, you know, not that. But you can see the invisible things of him clearly when you understand by the things that are made. So it's being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You without excuse. God manifested it in you, right? Because that when they knew God, verse 21, Romans chapter 1, because that when they knew God, when they knew God, they used to know God. What? See that? Mm-hmm. When they knew God. They glorified him not as God, though. They knew God. When they knew God, they didn't treat him like he was God. Think about it. Look at it. Recognize. Are they treating him like he God? When they knew God, because now they don't know him no more. And when he say, I don't know you, uh-oh. See what I'm saying? See the difference? When God do us like we doing him, oh, yeah, they saying they don't know God. When God says he don't know you, he telling the truth. You can say you don't know God. You lying. He in the, it manifests in us and everything. It's Romans chapter 1, right there, in there. Start at around verse 16 and keep reading. Or you can start at verse 1. But yeah. So, because it says, when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. Look, then it says, neither were they thankful. So they stopped thanking God. Why y'all still celebrating Thanksgiving if you ain't thanking God? You see what I'm saying? Celebrating Thanksgiving without God, celebrating Christmas or Christmas without Jesus. You see what I'm saying? I know it's pagan, but I'm just saying, you ain't saying nothing about pagan Monday or pagan Tuesday or your pagan job. So go ahead on now with that little, yeah, somebody said go ahead on with that little old, stop shooting that little gun, cuz, get out of here. That's pagan anyway. Yeah, I know, I agree. But you still ain't saying about your pagan job or your pagan school or your pagan Monday, pagan Tuesday, pagan Wednesday, pagan January, February. Okay, let's go. You get the picture. We in Romans chapter 1. What verse we on? Verse number 21. So it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, because if they were glorifying him, they'll be thankful, but became vain. Another synonym for vain, where a synonym for vain is useless. Vain, useless, meaningless, that's another one. But became vain in their imagination. So they became useless in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts, their foolish heart was darkened. That's why they coming out with so many horror flicks and movies and shows and stuff like that, because they not thankful. They didn't glorify God as God, but they became vain. They became vain. That's what happens when you disobey God. You hurt yourself, humans. They didn't glorify him as God. They knew he was God. They didn't glorify him as God. And they became vain in their imaginations. They became useless in their imaginations and their foolish hearts. Their foolish hearts was darkened on top of that. The next verse say they professing themselves to be wise, but they became fools. Yeah, cause they just be talking, cuz. Professing that they wise, but they fools. Now go over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Get a few verses over here right quick, and then we're still going. We got some stuff to do. We got places to go. But Romans chapter 8, let's go there. Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 1. We're not going to read the whole chapter over again. I read some of it. I read half last time. I stopped at verse 16. We stopped at verse 16 last time. Let's go back for a little review, and then we're going to go even further in the chapter. Okay? Before this broadcast is over. So Romans chapter 8. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Got to know that. When you're in Christ Jesus, there's no destruction or no doom. That's condemnation, right? No destruction, no doom to you. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Do you have your faith in Christ Jesus? That's how you get in Christ Jesus. Put your faith in him. So there's no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We're not walking after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life. Remember that? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's a law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus that puts you above everything and everybody. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. What about that law? Has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law versus grace and truth. No comparison. All right? Because let's read further. Verse 3 says, for what the law could not do. Yeah, God could have did what he wanted to do in completion through the law. But he set the law up and he made the law not do something because he had another plan, a better plan that he did through Jesus Christ. So he made the law. He made Moses, who he gave the law to, and he made the people who he told Moses to give the law to. And he made the one who overrides the law with grace and truth, which is Jesus the Christ, which is greater than Moses. Verse 3, Romans chapter 8, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did. Mm-hmm. God, what did he do? Sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. For sin, what did he do? Condemned sin in the flesh. That's what the law couldn't do. The law cannot condemn your sins. Philosophies, opinions cannot condemn your sins. Your works, your religion, your own whatever cannot condemn your sins. The law that God gives couldn't even condemn your sins. Right? But he did. God condemned your sins. How did he do it? In the flesh. Yeah, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. It didn't stop there. Look at verse 4. It says that the righteousness of the law. Look at this. The people think they're righteous because of what they do. You're righteous because of what Jesus did. Okay? You're righteous because of what God did through Jesus. That's it. You're holy because of his holiness, not nothing that you do. You wouldn't even be doing right or thinking like Christ if it wasn't for Christ, right? Faith in God. That's what this word is for. Romans chapter 8, verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So he condemned sin, what the law couldn't do, and he fulfilled the righteousness of the law in us, which the law couldn't do. Somebody say, I'm going under the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. I'm going under the grace and truth of God that came through Jesus Christ. I'm going under the grace and truth. I'm getting from under the law. I'm getting from under religion. I'm sure enough not going to listen to this world and its opinion because they said vaccinate, right? And then they told you, they act like the vaccination is the antidote or the cure. Number one, I got to point out, the Holy Spirit point out that it's not the cure. It's not the antidote. But they pushing it like it's going to stop everything. It didn't do nothing. They gave y'all a water shot or something. But some of them vaccines and were killing folks. Some people had blood clots. Some people didn't do nothing to. And I say yet, but I'm just saying. Come on, man. Fearful people take a vaccine, man. Fearful. But faithful people, we take the whole arm of God. You see what I'm saying? Faithful people, we take the blood of Jesus. So what you know about that? Yeah. How about that? The blood of Jesus over a coronavirus. The blood of Jesus against the coronavirus and the vaccine or anything that try to come against God and his people. You better get over here and get protected by heaven so the coronavirus got to stand back. Get over here and be protected by heaven so the whole world got to stand back. Because why? You protected by heaven and God wish a nigga would try to do something to you. I wish a coronavirus would try to run up on you. First of all, it ain't going to come near you. 1,000 may fall at your side. 10,000 may fall at your right, but it ain't going to come near your dwelling. I'll get my angels charged over you, cuz. Don't forget. And guess what? I got somebody already over you that's greater than angels. Jesus is greater. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. God fulfilled the righteousness of the law in us, and he condemned sin for us all through Jesus Christ, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Us that don't walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. The Spirit gives life. The life is found in the Spirit. The Spirit gives life. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it, but Christ, he's still the life. I ain't going to shut up about it, though. Because they don't want to hear it, man, please. I don't want to hear Satan, and y'all turned him up, so okay. I'm going to turn Jesus up. Let the Holy Ghost turn up on y'all. And we're going to see who's going to be standing when this battle is over. Because we know God don't lose. Yes, sir. Romans chapter 8. Go to verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, not by emotional feelings or none of that stuff, but are you led by the Spirit of God? Because if you led by the Spirit of God, guess what? In case you didn't know, you are a son of God. I don't care if you male or female. It don't matter to God. Mm-hmm. In the Spirit, what color and what gender is the Spirit? Exactly. But for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This ain't no religion. This ain't no joke. This ain't nothing to play with. This when hip-hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? We on that Romans chapter 8, part 2. The law versus grace and truth. And guess what? We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, examine the scriptures, we see in the picture. The underlying fact is we coming to the end. Step in the light ray with heavenly passion. We shaking the earth up, you better tell a friend. No scientific formulas, so tell me who different to the coroners. No life in the morgue, but I'm going with the Lord. In the meantime, in between time, I'll be sitting in a barracks and I'm sharpening up a sword. Contend for the faith, we'll be holding the title with Christ. No one can deliver the truth on the mic. Eternal life, spread the darkness, atonement, and fright. Cross Satan with the prayers, we're holding it tight. Unified, go to war with the minions of Lucifer. Tell them about the Lord, deliver the truth. Hold armor when the enemy try to be brave. Blue flames when I'm stepping inside of the booth. Save you, feed the word, and give them the real. Seek Christ, cause the fires of hell peel. That skin off, tell demon get off. Run with the Lord, never worship the dollar bill. The fear for the dead bones and cell phone. Yeah. Examine the scriptures, we see in the picture. The underlying fact is we coming to the end. Step in the light ray with heavenly passion. We shaking the earth up, you better tell a friend. No scientific formulas, so tell me who different to the coroners. No life in the morgue, but I'm going with the Lord. In the meantime, in between time, I'll be sitting in a barracks and I'm sharpening up a sword. Contend for the faith, we'll be holding the title with Christ. No one can deliver the truth on the mic. Eternal life, spread the darkness, atonement, and fright. Cross Satan with the prayers, we're holding it tight. Unified, go to war with the minions of Lucifer. Tell them about the Lord, deliver the truth. Hold armor when the enemy we try to be brave. Blue flames when I'm stepping inside of the booth. Save you, feed the word, and give them the real. Seek Christ, cause the fires of hell peel. That skin off, tell demon get off. Run with the Lord, never worship the dollar bill. The fear for the dead bones and cell phones. I'm a hypocrite, look at me, I sell those. So I minister and trust in the Holy Ghost. Wake them up in a world full of comatose. Overdose.
Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. So tragic. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. So tragic. Tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened.
He make us a fisher of men. Satan will make you a fisher of sin. Race bait worms, they hang on the end. Death and destruction, my Lord got a plan. Avenge all the blood that was spilled in the land. For the reason of spreading the gospel at hand. Eternally infinite witness, unlimited wisdom. So limitless and holding the hand of the broken. Some are awoken, some understand. Some say they atheists, but they put faith in the theory designed by a man. Desolate teachings that's reaching the bottom of hell. As quick as it spells, certain disaster. What are you after? Look at this chapter, breaking the spells. And no hell, look at the cup and it all runneth over. Nah, it ain't over, setting the phone. Jesus got victory, making his history, anointed the flow. This ain't for show, serving the majesty. Pray for the blessings and nothing come magically. No, I can witches and tragically. Put your faith inside the Lord, my power. Put my faith inside the Lord, the power.
Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened, happened in the world. It's all so tragic.
Meets the Christ. Shout out to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes sir, yes ma'am. We on this, what, Romans chapter 8 part 2, the law versus grace and truth, and I want some more. Yeah, somebody said I want some more, let's get it. So Romans, well no, we going to Galatians. Keep a bookmark in Romans chapter 8 because y'all know we got to finish that up. So we will be back in Romans chapter 8, so keep a bookmark right there. But right now, let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Let's see what that say first. Galatians chapter 3, and verse 26. Appreciate you listening. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Hear and do, okay? Don't just be a hearer, but be a doer of the word of God, man. Put your action with your faith. Your faith and works. Faith without works, D-E-A-D. But faith with works, that's alive. Mm-hmm. All these dead churches around here. Mm-hmm. Galatians chapter 3. What's it? Verse 26. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's how you become a child of God. You are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That joins everybody together. If you have faith in Christ Jesus, you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So if you ain't using faith in Christ Jesus, then you're not a child of God. Creation? No. You're a creation of him. That's for sure. But you can't call him daddy. Yeah, you can't call him Abba Father. You can't call him or get to know him as Father unless you go through Jesus the Christ. Galatians chapter 3. Go back to verse 16. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 16. It says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one. He didn't say to seeds, like it's a lot of your children. No. He said, but as of one, and unto your seed, which is Christ. Read it again. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. Verse 17 says, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after the covenant. Listen, come on. The law was 430 years after the covenant. So something was before the law. Yeah, Moses wasn't the first person. Moses wasn't the first person to be born. Wasn't the first person to be created. All right? And the law wasn't first. The covenant was first. We in Galatians chapter number 3, verse 17. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ. So even before the law which was 430 years after cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. So the covenant is the promise that God made to us through Christ Jesus. That's what the covenant is. And the law, which is 430 years after the promise, cannot make the promise void. The promise is still greater than the law. Oof, that's good. Verse 18 says, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. If you can inherit this of the law, then you don't need the promise, right? For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. That's what God did. Abraham was before Moses. Mm-hmm. Verse 19, we in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. Wherefore then serves the law? Or what's the purpose of the law then? Verse 19, what's the purpose of the law? Wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions. Till the seed, yeah, our transgressions. The law came because of human's transgressions. Till the seed should come, right? Who greater than the law? Who is the promise? The covenant of God, right? To humans. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. This is heaven's activity. This ain't no religion, okay? This ain't no Christianity. This is heaven's activity. This is God's activity. All right? So the promise was made and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Because the angel in Revelation chapter 1, the angel, okay, God gave to Jesus, Jesus gave to the angel, right? And the angel gave to John. That's how that happened. Angels are greater than devils and demons. Jesus is greater than angels. God is the greatest. Forget a goat. Verse 20 says, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. A mediator is the middle person, right? All right, that's how that works. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but of two. Mm-hmm. But God is one, though. God is one. God is whole. God is a whole unit. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that's a whole God there. That's the whole God. They in unity. These three are one. Verse 21, Galatians chapter 3 says, is the law then against the promises of God? Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, so it ain't no law given that could give life. That's why you got to go greater than the law. The law don't give you life. Religion don't give you life. Your works don't give you life. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law then. But remember, it was something that the law couldn't do. It couldn't make you righteous. Remember? That's over there in Romans chapter 8. We're going over there, back over there in a minute, though. All right? So, verse 22 says, but the scripture has concluded all under sin. Everybody. The scripture has concluded all under sin. It says all are under sin. All need the Savior Jesus Christ. But only some people choosing him. But the scripture has concluded all under sin. God wants everybody saved. But are everybody not choosing God back? But the scripture has concluded all under sin that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ, the promise by faith of Jesus Christ, the faith that Jesus used, might be given to them that believe. The promise is given to them that believe, not to them that don't believe. They got the opportunity to get it, but they got to believe it in order to receive it. You see what I'm saying? God loved the world, but you still got to receive Jesus, world. Mm-hmm. So the scripture has concluded all under sin that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Verse 23 says, but before faith came, it was something before the law and it was something before faith. The promise was before the law which is the covenant, which was before the law. But it says something came before faith. This is good. Anybody else getting helped? Anybody else getting helped up in here? And helped up in here? You know what I'm talking about? So we're in Galatians chapter number 3. This is real good stuff. Hold on, stuff. My little bookmarks and stuff want to fall out. My little Bible here. Hey, hold on, man. All right, Galatians chapter 3, verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law. So before faith, you're under the law. The law was working. After the faith, the law ain't working no more. Yeah, Jesus working. Yeah, he the one that fulfilled the law for us. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up or kept unto the faith. We were shut up unto the faith or kept preserved for the faith, right? Which should afterwards be revealed. Faith going to be revealed after the law. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster, or another version of the Bible says tutor. Wherefore, the law was just your tutor. That religion was just a tutor. Get out from under that religion, child. You don't need it no more. Yeah, you need a relationship. For wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Now, if you come out of your religion, no matter what it is, and you know it's a whole bunch of them, if you come out of your religion to this day, because your religion is supposed to bring you to Christ. Now, if it's not bringing you to Christ, then you stuck on stupid. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Mm-hmm. You stuck. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster. It's stupid not to believe in the Lord. I was stupid before. Like, I believed in him, but I ain't really believe in him because the way I was living, I ain't really believe. Like, I believe, but I ain't really believe. Like, I didn't glorify him as God. I was stupid too. But now God has made me wise. Yeah, I didn't take the credit for myself. I said, God, my God, and our Father has made me wise. Verse 24, Galatians chapter 3 says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. If it ain't bringing you to Christ, you need to stop doing it. If they not bringing you to Christ, maybe you need to stop hanging around them, because you done been trying to bring them and bring them to Christ. Has it been working? If it been working, keep hanging around them. But if it ain't been working and they just, I don't want to hear that cheese, and you still up, okay. The law, the school, it was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. You get justified by faith when your faith is in Christ Jesus, not nothing else. But after that faith is come, after faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. You're no longer under the law. After faith has come, that's why it makes you, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes you free from the law of sin and death. So we're not under the schoolmaster anymore, because we are using faith. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Okay? This finna kill every religion, especially the Hebrew Israelites, all that movement, all that. This finna kill every religion, though, especially that one. Okay? Verse 28. Yeah, we're going to make sure that's stumped out. There is neither Jew. Jew is Hebrew. Hebrew is Jew. Okay? Same people. Okay? Notice it don't say Jewish. It don't even be talking about Jewish folks in the Bible. Jews and Hebrews, they talk about that. And Greeks and Gentiles, yeah, they talk about that. There is neither Jew. There is neither Hebrew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. Uh-oh. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Get them, word. Yeah, the Bible is the word. Jesus is the word. Get them, Jesus. Okay. Y'all seen it, right? Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. You're all one in Christ. Our faith unites us. Our faith makes us one in Christ. Verse 29 says, and if you be Christ's, if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. Then you're Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promises, because remember they had that conversation with Jesus Christ. Talking about we be Abraham's seed. You can just Google that and see where it's at. We be Abraham's seed. KJV, put that in there in your Google search. It'll take you right there. So if you be Christ's, or if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. Then you are Hebrew. Then you are Israel. If you belong to Christ, don't matter about your color. It don't even matter about male or female up in here. You're going to be one in Christ if you belong to Christ. Okay? And then you heirs according to the promise, because he made the promise to Abraham before you got here. He made the promise to Abraham about you before you got here, man. Woman, children, and teenage rans. Mm-hmm. Go back over here to Romans. Go to chapter 2 first. Let's go to chapter 2, then we'll get into chapter 8. Oh, no, and time done ticked on the way, didn't it? Romans chapter 2. Got 8 minutes left on the broadcast. I don't think I'll be finished in 8 minutes, but we're going to go over a little bit. So be it. Romans chapter 2. Yeah, we do spend time with everything else. All this vanity. A movie. You're going to spend at least about 2 hours watching movies these days. You know what I mean? Your job requiring overtime. You're going to do that for that little vain shillings, that little vain paycheck. So let's go in here and spend some time in the spirit, because this gives life. Yeah, spend some time, some quality time. And don't be rushing. Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29. Romans chapter 2. Yep, these verses kill that whole Hebrew Israelite movement too. Kill all religions, so it ain't just them, but we sure enough gonna kill that one, because it's picking up this Bible. You got the nerve to pick up this Bible. See what I'm saying? So we definitely gonna kill that one. You gonna come over here and get converted, man. You know the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29 says, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly. He is not a Hebrew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. This circumcision ain't got nothing to do with your flesh. The foreskin of your private ain't got nothing to do with that. Men. But he is a Jew, right? He is a Jew, which is one inwardly. With their heart hitting like, their heart beating for Jesus. Hmm? Their heart pumping the blood of Jesus through them veins. Huh? But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. You believe in Jesus yet? And circumcision is that of the heart. The circumcision is your heart, right? In the spirit and not in the letter. In the spirit, the grace and truth side. Not the law side, because we're not under a schoolmaster, because we're living by faith, remember? In the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. I'd rather get my props from God. See, men will treat you bad and like you ain't nothing. That's humans, though. They really ain't nothing. So when nothing is treating you like you ain't nothing, don't worry about it. Because the one who is something, God, ain't treating you nothing like them. So go ahead and get closer to God. Somebody say, I'm going to go ahead and get closer to God. Yeah, because nothing is trying to treat me like I ain't nothing. How you nothing and you trying to treat me like I'm less than you? You ain't nothing and I'm better than you because God got me. At least God got me and I know it. I'm acknowledging him in all my ways. Shoot. Uh-huh. That's why I said it. I know who I am. I got authority over all the power of the devil, man. I don't respect no Satan. You know what I mean? I reverence God, man. And I hate Satan. This worse than Crips and Bloods, cuz. So, we get our props from God. We get our praise from God. Go to Romans chapter 8. We got to finish that up. Verse 14. We start right there. Romans chapter 8. Verse 14. We finishing that up. And then we got one more place to go after that. And then we done. So, we may be 15 minutes over today. You know what I'm saying? But let's go. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. The call-in number in case it cuts off. Or before it cuts off. Because we got, what, 4 minutes? No, I just said 8 minutes. My time ticking like a bug. We got 4 minutes left now on the live broadcast, man. I just said eight. Seemed like a minute ago. Golly. But now it's 4 minutes left. So the call-in number is, if you want to continue to listen to this broadcast right now, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. All right, let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Other than that, you have to listen to the archive or you have to get that video footage off YouTube or something tomorrow. You know what I mean? But right now, let's get it. Again, 563-999-3702. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear will cripple you. It'll hold you back, right? For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. That's what faith does. Let you know you are adopted into the family of God. Now you can call God, whereby we cry, Abba Father, or that's just like saying dad. That's just like being close. That's that closeness. Abba Father, like calling God dad or daddy. All right, verse 16 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. The Spirit itself, God's Spirit, the Spirit of truth, itself bears witness with our spirit. So I don't need you. You don't need people to validate you. The Spirit itself got to be the one validating you. The Spirit itself has to be the one validating you. So the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs or inheritors. That's what an heir is. Heirs of God. And joint heirs or joint inheritors with Christ. What do you inherit? Everything. The meek shall inherit the earth. Not the weak. The meek. Power under control. Yeah, power under control. That means you can control it, keep yourself from getting in trouble, and you can control it by busting Satan up every time he show up. All right? So if we are children, it says, and if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, whatever you're going, the sufferings, whatever you're going through, the little sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So the glory is going to be revealed as well. You got to remember, the outward man perishing daily, but the inward man being renewed daily. If you're doing things God's way now. Okay? He renewing the inward man daily. Verse 19, Romans chapter 8 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature, the creatures that God created, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Yeah, the creature, them birds and them squirrels and everything you see out the back, that wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, running across there. The creature, even the insects, the bugs too. The creature, it says the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God, waiting for you to know who you are in Christ. Manifestation. Waiting for God's power to be displayed. Because once you know who you are, you're going to submit to God. Power going to be displayed through you. The manifestation of the sons of God. Verse 20 says, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him, God, who has subjected the same in hope. So he limited it because of us. You see what I'm saying? But he did it in hope. Verse 21 says, God always gives you hope. Believe that. Because the creature itself, talking about the creature, and you got something to do with the creatures. You affect the creatures, humans. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So the creature itself going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Yeah, that's why the Son got to set you free, and you'll be free indeed. The bondage of corruption, that's what the creatures are under, right? And then fear will bondage you up, see? But God sets you free through Jesus. So even the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 22, Romans chapter 8, verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. Look at the world. You can see the pain of the world. It's groaning. I'm talking about hurricanes and all kind of stuff happening. The weather tripping, fires, diseases popped out all over the place. The whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. When the sons of God are being revealed. It's going to be no more groaning and travailing, right? But until we be revealed, verse 23 says, and not only they, but ourselves also, we ourselves, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. We waiting for the adoption to wit or to take place, the redemption of our body. We waiting to go to heaven, man. So we wake up in the world and see the world with all this crap. Yeah, I was groaning last year and up into this year, too, with these churches being closed. That hurt. Like, boy, how y'all believing in Jesus? And y'all ran. That's fear. That ain't faith. Let's keep it real, cuz. And cuz that, let's keep it all the way real. Pastor and lay members, they keep it real, real. We ourselves, we groaning within ourselves. We waiting for the adoption to take place. We waiting for the redemption of our body. Verse 24 says, for we are saved by hope. You don't let nothing kill your hope. You ain't let no coronavirus kill your hope, cuz. Don't let the world, they shut stuff down. Don't let that kill your hope. Now they trying to blame you because you ain't got no vaccine. Talking about you the cause of the coronavirus. Man, don't let them kill your hope, cuz. Because who brought the coronavirus here last year before the freaking vaccine? But he's wrong with y'all, man. I rebuke you, Satan. Yeah, let's go to war, cuz. And I ain't backing up. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. What you're looking at on TV and the coronavirus and all that, that ain't hope. The vaccine, you can see that. That ain't hope. You see them get... Come on, man. That's not hope. For we are saved by hope. The hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he hope for? We ain't seen Jesus come back yet. We still hoping, though, and believing, because we know, we are assured, like Peter said earlier. We know you the one. Yeah, we know you the one. You the Christ. Verse 25 says, but if we hope for that we see not, If we hope for what we see not, right, then do we with patience wait for it. Be patient with God. Wait on God. You're going to renew your strength. Mind up with wings like eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Verse 26, Romans chapter 8 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities as well. We ain't down here by ourselves. The Spirit helping us. The Spirit also helps our infirmities. That's sicknesses and disease, right? The Spirit helps you and heals you, right, every time. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. I don't care how deep you are. You don't even know how to pray. You want me to read it again? Likewise, that go for me too. Likewise, but I know this, though. I know I don't know how to pray. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit making intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. That means you can't even speak in tongues on this part. These are groanings which cannot be uttered, not even by a tongue. And he that searches the hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit. God, the one searching the heart, he knows what's in the mind of the Spirit. He ain't talking about what's in your mind, but he's searching your heart. He knows what's in the mind of the Spirit because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's the Holy Spirit making intercession for us according to the will of God. Verse 28, Romans chapter 8. Circle this one. Write it down. Take a picture. Remember this one. And we know that all things. What? And we know that all things. All right, let me say it right. And we know that everything, you know what I'm talking about? And we know that all things work together for good, right? To who? To them that love God. Now, if you love God, you're going to do the second part right here, too. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Are you doing his purpose or are you doing your own purpose? That's how everything works out for the good. If you love God and you're doing things his way. You're doing his purpose, whatever he created you for, not what you think you're supposed to be here doing. Verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow. God already knew you before you even got here. God already knew you before this modern world that we live in, right? We call it modern. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Set you up, right? Predestined you to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That's why it takes what the Spirit is doing and not what you're doing out of your flesh and not your opinions, but it's what the Spirit is doing. The Spirit got to validate you, remember? Verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Already made you right, cuz. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, God, but you glorifying him, he glorifying you. You ain't know. God is selfless. You better get up in this Lord and Savior and God the Father. He also glorified you. Could we glorify him? Verse 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Yeah, get that in your heart. Your soul, your spirit, your mind. If God is for you, who going to be against you? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Freely give us all things. You got to work for it. God said he going to freely give us all things. That's what his words say. Man talking about, you got to work for this, man. You got to work hard. You got to get a job. They don't tell you, you got to get that Job. That's how we spell J-O-B. That's how we pronounce it. J-O-B, Job. Yeah, live by faith. How about that? Why do you think we be preaching like this? This is how we supposed to live every day, by faith. But y'all ain't going to listen to us till the weekend, till Saturday or Sunday. You ain't go to Bible study on Wednesday. We do it on Tuesday. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got time. I got to go over here and do my life. All that vanity. Your whole life vain. It's scriptures on that. All the days of your vain life. KJV. Google that. You'll see. Your life vain, man. our best state, we still a vapor to God, man. All this vanity, man. Woman and children, come on, man. Snap out of it. So he going to freely give us all things. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Because the devil be blaming. The devil be blaming you. So who going to lay a charge? What kind of charge you going to put on somebody that God has elected? We are not Satan's elite. I'd rather be God's elect all day. Yeah, I'd rather be a malnutritious elect of God or slave of God than to be a fat, well-fed slave of Satan or Satan's elite. Fat, wells. I'm talking about well-fed, fat slaves of Satan. I'd rather be a malnutritious slave of God. I'd rather be God's elect than to be Satan's elite. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Yeah, he already justifies you. Who is he that condemns? This only works for those in Christ now. There's no condemnation to those in Christ who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay? Walk after the Spirit. You can tell the difference between somebody walking after the Spirit and somebody walking after the flesh. Come on, it ain't that hard. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. This works for the people that's in Christ. Yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Wait, the Spirit makes intercession for us up there in a few verses earlier, right, in verse 26. Now Christ himself makes intercession for us too. You cannot lose. Can't lose. Doing things God's way, man. Doing things God's way. We can't lose. We in Romans chapter 8. Finishing it up, y'all. Verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You going to let anybody separate you from the love of Christ? Your answer should be no. Okay, how about anything then? Shall tribulation? No. Or distress? No. Or persecution? Uh-uh. Or famine? Negative. Or nakedness? Nain. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm showing my degrees, but I'm speaking them languages. Nain. Yeah, that's my new no right. That Nain. God darn it. Ooh-wee. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, will that separate you from the love of Christ? And the church say, Nain. Okay, just say no then. Just say no, okay? Leave it down. No. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Oh, that's that crying, them crying folks. Anyway, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. For Christ's sake. We are killed all day long, right? All the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. They ain't stunned us. We killed all day long because we can't find nothing on TV or on the radio or at the job to feed our faith. Unless you bring your Bible there, that's what I'm saying. So we killed all day long because they ain't doing nothing to feed our faith. Killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But wait till that shepherd come. Yes, sir. Verse 37 says, but nay, I almost got it, nay, nay, N-A-Y, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Every kind of suffering, you are more than a conqueror. Every kind of sickness, you're more than a conqueror. Every kind of situation, you're more than a conqueror through him that loves you. For I am persuaded, you got to get like this. If you're not persuaded, keep reading this verse 38 and verse 39 until you get persuaded. Because Paul writing to us and he's letting you know. He persuaded. For I am persuaded that neither death. Yeah, y'all scared of death, huh? Why you got that vaccine? You got to die, though. You see what I'm saying? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life. If I keep living, that ain't going to do it either. Life nor angels. And I love my angels. Appreciate you. Father, appreciate y'all protection. No principalities, though. And yeah, we gunning for y'all principalities. No powers, we gunning for y'all, too. Yep. Mm-hmm. No things present, no things to come. No height, no depth. When I'm up, when I'm down. Nor any other creature, nobody else in the world or nothing else in the world, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Boy, that's fire. That's fire. One more place and then you can be out. John chapter 8, verse 32. Got a few verses from here, and then that's it. Appreciate just tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we on this overtime right now, but we about to be finished with it. So, yeah. John chapter 8, verse 32. And then go to verse 34. So John chapter 8, finishing it up. John chapter 8, verse 32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Only the truth is going to make you free. Yeah. Only Jesus. Forgiveness is available. God's love is available for everybody. But you must receive Jesus and stop rejecting him. You have to be spiritual and get out of that flesh. Get under the grace and truth of Jesus Christ instead of being under the law of Moses and all them other religions. Yeah, Jesus is greater than every religion. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Go to verse number 34. It says, "Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin." Bound you up, right? "And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever." You led by the Spirit of God, then, okay, it's talking about you right here. The son abides forever, not the servant of sin, right? Because there's no condemnation to you, right? Because you in Christ Jesus. So when you fall short, you're still not condemned. You got the throne of grace you go to, and you confess up to the Lord, right? It says, "The servant does not abide in the house forever, but the son abides forever." Verse 36. Remember this one too. Write this one down too. Circle it. Highlight it. "If the son, S-O-N, Jesus, the Lord, therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Yeah, free to worship God. And no one else can free us from our sins but Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ. Come out.
Man, it's so good to know that you and I were not mistakes. But God knew what he was doing when you were blooming in the womb. He predetermined all the steps you would take. From the places that you would live into the people you would meet, or that you met and come to learn to respect. Yeah, he's been involved since the beginning, from the first to the ninth inning, and he knows exactly what happens next. So it's no coincidence that you grew up in the south, or that you grew up in the east or the west. And it's no coincidence that you went away to college and you chose basketball over track. And it's all written in the script, everything from your desires to the way that you were wired. My guess, God did it all on purpose so that you would know your purpose and do what's worth from this life to the next. Let's go.
Every day,
made in
the image, course, every time I know I gotta leave. Every day, all that I am and that I got to do the whole world on my scale. Every day, made in the image, course, every time I know I gotta leave.
People are struggling with their purpose. They want to know why God put them here on the earth. So common to glorify God and work in the 9-to-5, but that's just scratching the surface. Don't get me wrong, every man has got to earn his. But he just got to labor and he can't mind breaking the sweat. But at the same time as he grinds, man, he can't deny he was designed for more than chasing a check. People are breaking their neck, trying to discover who they are, why they're here, and what it is that God wants them to do. You ain't got to feel no way about that. No, sir, if your foot
bitch right in that shoe. And if I were you, I wouldn't confuse being rich and successful with find a one's purpose, that's something we gotta wrestle with. Girl, I'm not a specialist, but I know you got a special gift that God wants to give to the world that comes with you. I know a lot of y'all got a lot of questions. Trust me, God got something for you to do. He gave us all something. I hear you saying, I know that I got a purpose, I just don't know what it is. Let me help you uncover it. I tell you what I did, I followed my bent. Where do you like to go? What do you like to do? That should give you a clue. What do you do well? What are some of your strengths? What you like to discuss will probably give you a hint. Tell me what drives you up the wall. Cause your greatest frustration is a problem that you are here to solve. That is if God gave you the tools to pull it off. If he has, then get up off of your stool and get involved. Yeah, but don't carry your gifts. Don't worry, you're equipped to do whatever God wants you to do for him. He wants you to take the thing that you like to do and blend that with the thing God told us we must do. So then, you're spending all your energy and you're fruitful in the ministry. Now that's what I call a win-win. Let's go.
But I would not have you to be ignorant, my brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Come on!
Cruel futuristic, saints the flow, stylistic, Hellgate, rolling the mind, sex gate, Clinton escape, sign of the time, still heat, fam, gotta eat, no black, no black, proud, please. Dog slavery guard, better leave, got a sick benediction around the green. True love, Holy Ghost set free.
You die.
I'm a full breed, rock, swallow, flat.
God, swallow.
All bow now, every knee bent, cross carrier, over every earth barrier. Praise God from Jerusalem to Samaria. Diocese, water to the deed, conceive, see. My love, get all the sun, do it now, guilty or not. Gang crime, live wrong, gotta sing that song. A long time, get it on.
Dispatch
them all. Anything else, my work is that. New category of rap.
Time has come for the anointed one.
Saints to be of the rap drum.
Universal confession.
That's what you said.
Universal confession.
That's what it is.
Time has come for the anointed one.
Saints to be of the rap drum.
Universal confession.
That's what you said.
Universal confession.
That's what it is.
Lyrical somersault.
That's what it took.
But I'm deaf now.
New Year's Eve.
Head skin to death now.
All stressed out.
Black the plantation lounging. Creation station. J-Nation silent. Last book manifest, last day stress. I'm a guest, that pilgrim, the rest can't feel them. Rob dig, we big, so dig by the block. Evangelize on the low street, ride rock, sack dough, like Ray Me Fasso.
I got so ill with my lyrical skills.
Melt the real rapture, any day now, press capture. Bible, the main source, the book, the master. Swing central, no convention.
Yo, the sister.
J. Edwards, a.k.a. Fat Christian. Revolution, Kirk Franklin, we're moving. Dark child, my flesh and blood, sin of us.
Anointed one,
DBJ,
saints to be of the rap drum.
For the Bible lets me know the gospel of St. John, 3rd chapter, verse 17, that God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.